And they hope that Ekblad and a few others just continue to develop. And a lot of people picking them as maybe the surprise team in the Eastern Conference from the Miami Herald. George Richards joins us to talk about the Panthers. And, George, you've watched them every day for the decade. You look at them, and I know it's only on paper, but do the Panthers look on paper and even in the preseason as a more competitive team than what you've seen in the last five, six, 7 years?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at the Panthers, I mean, they're strong all four lines. They've got great depth. I mean, that's something that they haven't had. A lot of times you've had guys that maybe were rushed up here or, you know, probably a little bit past their prime. And now they've got legitimate battles for positions and roster spots. They've got a couple veteran guys fighting it out with some of the young kids. And the Panthers really want these young kids to make the team coming out of camp, but we'll have to wait and see. There's a week left. But, yeah, they look pretty deep. I mean, they're going to roll four lines, and they've got, you know, a pretty tough top the 7D. You know what they've got in goal. So, yeah, this looks like a team that can compete and a team that's going to, you know, be right there in the Atlantic Division.
Of the young players, which one do you see as the best chance of making the team?
Well, I was going to say Rocco Grimaldi coming in. You know, he had a great AHL year last year and had a cup of coffee with the Panthers, first-year pro out of North Dakota, but he hurt his ankle. We still don't know what the severity is of it. You know, those ankles are a funny thing. When you hurt them, it's sometimes tough to come back, and, you know, you just never know what the timetable is. So that may hurt him starting the season, but I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be up here and playing with the Panthers. There's also, you know, Quentin Howden is a guy that's had NHL experience, and I think he's going to make it this year. There's just been a couple guys here and there. Lawson Kraus, the guy they picked 11th overall, you know, looks more and more like he's going to get that 9-game tryout and see how he does. He hasn't looked like he doesn't belong. He looks, you know, fine out there. Has had a pretty good camp, but you know, what he does with those 9 games, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
You know, Florida has brought some young guys in right away, and Kraus is definitely a big physical player, but when you look at it, you know, the best move is to send him back to junior for another year of seasoning, no?
I would think so. I mean, you don't want to rush these kids. I mean, he's 18 years old, but, you know, he is a big kid, and I think you look at him at camp, he's using his speed. He's a great skater. He's got good size for an 18-year-old. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, certain guys, you can play at this level right away. I don't think you want to, you know, hamper anybody's, you know, the way that their progression. But we'll have to see. I mean, again, he hasn't looked like out of place this preseason. He looked fine, and he played really well in the rookie camp and has looked good in their preseason. So, you know, that's the decision Dale's going to have to make, because right now he's going to cost somebody a spot on the initial 23-man roster. With Rocco Grimaldi hurt, maybe it's Rocco goes on the IR, and then you're okay. But, you know, we'll just have to see.
George Richards joins us. George, on the, I guess, Jaromir Jagr, who's he going to play with?
Well, yeah, to start the season, I would think they go exactly where they ended the year with. Last year when Jagr got traded here, they put him with Huberdeau and Sasha Barkov, and then that line never moved. I mean, they were point of game players, all three of them. For the Panthers, and then Dale Tallon thinks that they can do that again this season. You know, they were terrific those final 20 games last year together, and then that's where they're going to start this year. That's Florida's top line. You got Jagr at 43 with two guys next to him who are younger than him combined. So kind of an odd dynamic. These guys still follow him around like a lost puppy. It's been good. That's one reason why Florida wanted to lock him up and bring him back.
You know, he's the ageless wonder. He's always in great shape, works really hard. We've talked to, you know, we had a few young guys on the program, and one of them, Alex Petrovic, we had him on just before training camp, the Edmonton native, and he said, man, you can learn so much from Jagr just on his work ethic. How's Petrovic looked at camp, and is he going to make the team?
Yeah, Petro's on this team. I think the way he played last year in the last 25, 30 games last year, he really established himself. You know, at the beginning of the year, he was, you know, being knocked back and forth. He was a healthy scratch. He wasn't playing. Once he got playing and got into a rhythm, I think he really, you know, kind of caught fire. I think they were very impressed with the way Alex played last year. at the end of the year. They've got him paired up, I believe, with Dmitry Kulikov. He's going to be, you know, one of their, I think he's going to be 6'7". I don't think he's going to play every night. He's going to be one of those guys that maybe gets left, you know, in the press box initially. But I mean, you know, just every night, every here and there, not every night. I think he's still going to play 60, 70 games. But yeah, I think they really like Petro. He'll be on this team.
Who do you see him being paired with?
Well, usually he's been with Dmitry Kulikov. They've had Erica Branson up with Willie Mitchell, Ekblad, who you mentioned, with Campbell, okay. And then Kulikov is paired with Steven Kampfer or Petrovic. So Petrovic really took that spot last year in the last 20-25 games of last year. I think he'll do that, but they want to get Steven Kampfer some playing time too. So, you know, I would think three out of every four games it'll be Petrovic, and then that fourth game will be Kampfer.
Okay. What about a player like Connor Brickley? Where's he fitting in? Can he make this team?
He can. I think they've been really impressed with the way Connor Brickley's been playing. I mean, he's been, you know, shooting the puck. That's something they wanted to see from him. But, you know, what they're looking for are third and fourth line guys, and he's tough. He's a rugged guy. He's got, good speed, good hands, plays well in the corner. I think he's got a chance. He's one of those guys fighting for one of the 23 spots. And again, one of those spots is going to be taken up by Lawson, at least initially. So Connor could be a guy that gets sent back, you know, sent to AHL. They're in Portland this year. And then come up in a couple weeks. And I think that's what's going to happen. Somebody is going to lose their job on the 23 to the rookie, Kraus, and then come back in a couple weeks. I think that's how it's going to have to work.
George, we appreciate the rundown. Do you think the Panthers are a playoff team this year?
You know, they're in a group. I mean, you look at the Atlantic Division, and you know they're not Tampa Bay. They're not, you know, Montreal is above them. But I think after that, you know, I think Detroit is too. But Florida should be right there with Detroit, with Ottawa. I think, you know, Boston's going to take a downward turn. They missed the playoffs last year, and then the Panthers matched up pretty well with Boston last year. I think that continues. I think, you know, it's going to be Florida, you know, battling it out with Detroit and Ottawa, and, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
George, should be an interesting season. Appreciate your time.
All right. Good talking to you. We'll see you later.